The Baltimore Orioles have a new stadium announcer, and she's making history. This is Don Rush. The O's have hired Adrian Roberson, who has spent the last 17 years as a PA announcer for the Bowie Bay Sox. The Orioles join only a few other teams, such as the San Francisco Giants and the Oakland Athletics, with women announcers. We talked with East Coast sports writer Mike Lurie about the new hire.
There are certain teams where the PA announcer has kind of a niche or a bit of lore about them, and they just become associated with the team. And in Baltimore, Rex Barney was that voice for many decades, and fans on the Eastern Shore and from all over would have that experience of seeing a fan make a good catch of a foul ball, and Rex would say, give that fan a contract. I was lucky to work with Rex a little bit when he was part of the home team sports TV analysis crew. But it is certainly a gender break for the Orioles to change, and it's refreshing, and it's new for the Orioles.
How do you see the fans reacting to it?
This year of 2021 is so particular in terms of gauging anything, because the ballpark experience right now is kind of a third full. If that, I guess 25% capacity. So things are just weird and different. Of course, you hear the voice over TV and radio. I think she does a wonderful job. Again, it's a different approach for Camden Yards, and there will be just a new vibe when there are games in Baltimore where the stands are full when we're past the pandemic.
Give us a little sense about her background.
And I haven't had the pleasure of meeting her at this early stage yet, but a lot of it has been with the Bowie Bay Sox and a long run there, as well as in some promotional work for the team. So there is some substantial experience under her belt. And, you know, what's interesting is the forward face of the Orioles has really undergone some change in the past year or two. There's certainly a strong presence of women broadcasters in the Orioles rotation, you know, with both radio and what you see on television with the Masson network.
Let me just turn to Ryan Wagner, who apparently was replaced by her, and fairly abruptly. What's the backstory on that?
I don't have any inside details aside from, you know, some of the reporting. The Orioles have not come out with a strong response, I don't think, because it's essentially a personnel matter. You know, what's been out there for people to read is some conjecture that some feathers were ruffled with some things that Ryan Wagner put on social media. But, you know, there were one or two political statements that were in line with the Orioles' stance of approving, supporting the decision that Major League Baseball made to pull the All-Star game from Atlanta based on the voter access changes there. You know, Ryan Wagner was supportive of that decision on Twitter. So the real head-scratcher was a tweet or two where, you know, he noted his opening day approached how great it is to have fans in the ballpark, and this is what baseball should be like. This is the baseball we know, not that kind of dead experience we had last summer. Was he being dismissive of how rigid some of the city of Baltimore's health regulations were? I mean, it really gets into the weeds. Certainly don't want to speak out of turn for what the Orioles' considerations were as well, but he had a proud run in his time as public address announcer.
East Coast sports writer Mike Lurie on the hiring of Adrian Roberson as the stadium announcer for the Baltimore Orioles. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.